of Lechach Ve'alibuv Pei Aleph.
Okay. We already mentioned the Chazal that the Koyach HaDibur was in Kolos in Mitzrayim. So Memela, one of the ways in which that expressed itself is that Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael Dispalu. They weren't able to daven. Was that Tefilah Dispalu Bnei Yisrael Hayo Hatzaokal Hashem Isbaruch Al Zeh Guf Hashem Yichotum Dispalu. So when it says they cried out to Hashem, he says what that means is they cried out to Hashem over this that they couldn't daven. Shayolam Chuka Shuchlis Balo. They had a desire, a rotzen, to want to be able to daven, but they couldn't bring themselves to do it. Sometimes a person feels he can't do it. He wants to daven, he just can't. He can't bring himself. Medical how you saw it was, and they cried out to Hashem over this itself that they couldn't daven. Umizeh gufa, and from that tzaaka that they cried out over the very fact that they couldn't daven, asu tefilah Hashem Yisbarach. That itself became a tefilah to Hashem. That the cry came out from the avoida, min ha'avoida, haynu al ha'avoida. Shetzaku l'Hashem al v'dasoi yisbarach shemoi yishenu karoi. So the remez in the pasuk is that they cried out to Hashem on the avoida, Hashem that they were avoida hitfilah. The Gemara says, avoida shemalev hitfilah, that they avoided that they couldn't do. That's what they were crying over. And the mela, that itself became their tefilah. V'yazeh. That cry, Shom Hashem Yisbarach. That's what Hashem heard. Kedusiv Yishmael Lokim Es Nakosim. V'chein Ksiv. V'gav Ani Shemaiti Es Nakos Bnei Yisrael. V'yadua Shena'aku Hu Belev. Na'aku comes from the lev. Shesham Hashem Yisbarach Ad Shukas Liba. Which means Hashem heard that inside their lev they wanted daven. That's the pshat. V'pizah Pirish. So based on that, this Zera Kodesh explains. Hashem says, I will not be disgusted with them to the point of destroying them. So he says, the chaloisim miloshen chuka uchlois and nefesh. Miloshen apostek nichbisov agam kols and nafshi. The loshen chaloisim could also mean kols and nafshi, like giving over his nefesh completely, a strong desire in the nefesh to want to do something. Shafilib, so what is Hashem saying? Lab'asim latum lachaloisom. Shafilib koishi a golis. Even when the golis is very strong. Kodesh Baruch Hu ain't memayis chukosim shal Yisrael. Hashem, he doesn't belittle the chuk of Bnei Yisrael that's in their hearts to want to do avodas is Hashem. Shagam a chuk azois. Shachopit ubishtoikik ledabu the spiral of his work shemoi. Karaoi. The chuk to want to daven to Hashem the proper way. Even though he can't do it, like we find him in Mitzrayim, Zegamkin Choshev Lefanis Baruch Shemoi. That's also Choshev to Hashem. So that's the also Derech Drush on the pasuk Chaloisim. That the Chlois the like it says Zegam Kolos and Avshi. In Golos, when Chaloisim can't deliver it properly, Hashem will take that and Hashem will count that. Chenu Yabim Mitzrayim Shlo Yochul Dab Diburit Tfilo. They couldn't really talk words of Tfilo. But they cried out, why can't we daven? That's what the Zera Kodesh says. So it ends off by saying, that's the great mile of this night. Even though because the golas is strong, it's hard to daven properly. And sometimes a person has tzaras or distractions or stresses that he feels he can't even approach Hashem in tefillah. It weighs down on him too much. But in that itself, we could turn to Hashem and say, we have a tshuka, a desire to want to be able to come to you and properly. And that rotzen itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemaya. Yeah, what happened?